kind of giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. What a fantastic program we have in store for you. A show for entrepreneurs, startups, capitalists, and other people who like to build communities and give back. That is Coffee and Capitalism Radio. Here's on tap today, Teresa Podol, president and co-founder of Prairie Road Organic Seed. Dwayne Sand, president and CEO of North Star Water, talks about the water industry and how government is slowly continuing their encroachment into that private sector. Plus, Dan Hendrington, SEH, talks about environmental permitting. U.S. Congressman Kevin Cramer and Brooks West, the singer-songwriter living in Nashville, Tennessee, talks about his latest album and how streaming services like Spotify really don't make much money for the musician. All that plus much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
The candlestick, why don't you do now?
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today. Something on my
mind. Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. As we continue our special On the Farm, we talk with Teresa Podol with Prairie Road Organic Seeds.
Teresa Podol, Prairie Road Organic Seed.
Okay, and talk about the genesis, the inception of this.
So we began as contract growers for other garden seed catalog companies. So we would get contracts from them to grow specific varieties, and so we were mass producing whatever they would want us to produce. And we had actually bred a number of varieties on our farm and ended up marketing our varieties to them, and so they were carrying them in their catalog, and we started thinking, maybe we should be marketing our own varieties. So we started packing our own seed 4 years ago.
That is a very interesting business to get into. Obviously, you know, you grow, you save seed, and that's your product. It's a little more difficult than that, isn't it?
Yeah, you have to take it not only through the vegetative cycle, you know, which is most people's experience gardening, is through the vegetative cycle, but now we have to take it through the flowering process and then actually harvest the seed from all of those varieties. So yes, it does take extra effort.
Is your industry decreasing or increasing? What I mean by that is, it's no secret that Monsanto has essentially a monopoly on the patents behind many seeds. I'm looking at the different varieties you have here, and you've got anywhere from 20 to 40 different varieties. Explain the ownership of those, or the, because a lot of people don't understand that is kind of the new world we live in, where if you're growing a corn in your backyard and you want to regrow it, you might get a bill from Monsanto the next year.
Correct, yes. The industry is moving towards a lot of patented seed, and if it's not patented, a lot of hybrid seed where you can't save the seed and replant it the next year, either because of ownership issues or because a hybrid won't grow back true to type. So it won't look anything like what you grew the previous year. So you have to keep going back to the company store to buy more seed. And so, yes, all of our seed is open pollinated. So it's all of it could be saved. We don't have a patent on anything. A number of the varieties were bred on our farm, but we have released it into the public domain. So part of our strategy or our stand is that we feel that seed ought to be owned by the people. All of the seed that we grew obviously has a heritage. Somebody else was maintaining those varieties and saving seed from those varieties, and we're the benefactors from their work. So how can you own something that you didn't originally create?
So I'm looking at the Hidatsa Red. Originally grown along the Missouri River Valley of North Dakota by the Hidatsa tribe, this bean was introduced by Oscar H. Will and Company in Bismarck as part of his 1915 Pioneer Indian collection. Semi-vining, this productive bush plant will climb up 3 feet if given support. Plump, dark red, dry beans. This is a North Dakota crop, and for $3, I don't ever have to, I can save my seed.
Yes, you could save your seed from that. If you eat it all, of course, it'll be gone. You won't have any seed for the next year. But yes, you can save seed from those beans and propagate them yourselves. So, yes.
So how about the story of the Hidatsa Red?
Well, in addition to our interest in gardening and breeding varieties on our farm, we're also very interested in what varieties did well in North Dakota. You know, as a seed company, looking back into the history of what gardeners grew in North Dakota over the years is a good indicator of what varieties would do well in our growing environment. And so we went back to the Oscar H. Will Company seed catalogs, so you can find them in historical archives and go through them and read the descriptions that he had in his catalogs about each of these varieties. And so what we did was research some of these varieties and then go back to the USDA germplasm collection and access seed of those varieties and then trialed them in our own gardens. So Hidatsa Red and Hidatsa Shield beans were actually gifted to us from Native American peoples who had been propagating them and saving seed.
To listen to the full-length interview with Teresa Podol, or to listen to other On the Farm features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Portland will find a softer sea, and with the waves coming up and the rain.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp. To find out more about Tom Peckskamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp. If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife.
Come and row that other oar with me. I say with you and me pulling, we'll find a softer sea, you and me, baby.
Attention job seekers, if you're looking for a rewarding career with a top-notch company but haven't had a chance to get to know MBI, stop by their booth at the Dickinson Job Fair at the BAC on Tuesday, March 21st, or at the Williston Job Fair in the Grand Hotel on Wednesday, the 22nd. MBI has immediate openings for wireline operators and engineers, workover rig supervisor, operator, derrick hand and floor hand, oil, water, and hot oil truck drivers, and water transfer technicians. Meet the team at MBI and learn about their excellent pay, great benefits, and advanced opportunities at the Dickinson and Williston job fairs. If you don't have a chance to make it there, visit them online at mbienergyservices.com or follow them on social media.
Won't you come and roll that other oar with me?
Now, many of you are familiar with like the Soybean Bureau, the Corn Association, the Farm Council, different organizations like that. Well, let me introduce you to the Dakota Cannabis Club, a member-driven association that provides professional assistance to the cannabis industry, plus representation at the state capitol. The future of North Dakota's cannabis industry is being set today, with laws and rules under development that will define how the business can operate in the future. DakotaCannabisClub.com, that's DakotaCannabisClub.com.